Yeah, I was. I feel as if my grandparents speak very, very deliberate, very, very crisp. Oh yeah, they spit a few verbs, you know, and things like this. But we were joking about this about my grandmother on her birthday, about, you know, you can understand what she's saying, but you've just got to sit and wait, because, you know, she's very precise and very deliberate. She has her time to enunciate, and, you know, we were teasing you, said if you had a burglar in the house, break into your house, and you had to call the police, you'd probably get on the phone. Hello? Is this the police department? I would like to report a burglar. You know, he's a guy being on Beach Side Head. But, we were laughing at her, but they're very, very deliberate in their pronunciation. And she's, she is, particularly because of her Key West sort of background. Her family primarily is from the islands as well. But I think being raised, shall we say, beginning her life in Key West and having to deal with other cultures, having to slow down and talk English so that people could understand what she was saying, she became very deliberate. My grandmother on my father's side is a joke. Not a joke, she's a very colorful woman, particularly with her language and with her style. She's 98, still active. She was over also, and she still likes her shot of gin every now and then. And she loves to dance at 98 years old.
We shouldn't be able to learn to dance at 50,
right, exactly. Good vision, good memory, not, you know, slight signs of senility, remorsefulness, of thinking of the times that were, you know, but that's about the only signs of it. Or no indication that she's giving up, in better health than I am, which is remarkable.
All is fast,
yeah,
really. We're living.
All right.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, she has a real heavy British brogue and a very heavy, Bahamian brogue, and, you know, and even the culture of the language still remains with, for instance, instead of saying, shut up before I hit you in the mouth, she says, shut up, shut your mouth before I mash your mouth. Instead of putting air in your tire, I'm going to put some breeze in your tire.
I don't think I've ever heard that, but that's nice.
Instead of saying you all or y'all, or y'all as we would say, it's Yenna. Yenna, be careful of the car.
Yeah. Is that a contraction of any particular thing that you know of?
I think it's Bajan, I'm not sure. It seems to be Bajan contraction. I've been looking at some dialects myself, some African dialects, and it seems to be Bajan in nature. But, you know, her kids say the same things. Bye, hush your mouth, I mash it, or something like this. You know, be careful of the cars. Ronald, you're gonna bring me back a loaf of bread.
Well, this is your father's wife.
This is my father's
grandmother. Does she live in the area?
She lives in the Grove, no.
The Grove?
Both of them, as a matter of fact, both my father and mother's parents lived in the Grove, and we're still living in the Grove. My grandmother still has her residence there, and my grandmother on my father's side has her residence in the Grove. My father's family is primarily still in the Grove, with the exception of one brother, who came, you know, like this, I wasn't prepared for class yesterday because he was here.